We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. And this is Avenue Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will use our broadcast to be a blessing to you today. Jesus is the only Savior this old world has. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus came into this world to seek and to save the lost. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love that you have for mankind, in that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We're thankful that we can present him and his message on this broadcast today. May the Holy Spirit accompany it and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Satan led my soul astray.
Satan led my soul astray. I drifted
from the straight and narrow way
that leads to happiness and life eternal.
But to Jesus I did pray.
To the Lord I humbly prayed.
He heard my prayer, rescued me that very day.
Every chain of sin,
I've been set free by the grace of God.
settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I trod, I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood hath cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
Oh, praise His name.
Oh, praise His name.
On the sinful path below.
On the sinful path below is trouble.
All in sorrow, grief, and woe.
The sinner's load is mighty hard to carry.
But I've left the shifting sand.
I have left the shifting sand.
Upon the rock, solid rock, I'll take my stand.
I'll take my stand. Praise God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
Let the settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood hath cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
Oh, praise His name.
Oh, praise His name.
Soon the pearly gates I'll see.
Soon the pearly gates I'll see in heaven.
Soon I'll live eternally.
And then I'll never die but live forever.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
Friends and loved ones wait for me.
I'll sail fly through the sky because I'm free.
Because I'm free.
Praise God, I'm free.
Free from every chain of sin.
I've been set free by the grace of God. I'm free.
With the settled peace within.
No more the paths of sin I've trod. I'm free.
Heaven's gates I'll enter in.
The blood has cleansed every sinful stain. I'm free.
Praise the living God.
Oh, praise His name.
Oh, praise.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Whom the Son Makes Free is Free Indeed. And our text of Scripture is taken out of St. John chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. John 8, 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, If ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's reading down through verse 36, and verse 36 is our text for the message today. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, Jesus was talking about something different than being literally in bondage as far as nations are concerned, because the Jewish people were actually under the rule of Rome at that time. And when they said they'd never been in bondage to anybody, they were mistaken about that. They had been in bondage different times through their history. But Jesus, again, was not talking about that kind of bondage. As we notice here, he said that he that committeth sin is the servant of sin. And so that's the kind of bondage that Jesus was talking about. And that was the kind of bondage what he was talking about when he said, If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Freedom is a wonderful thing. There are many thrilling stories about what people have done to gain their freedom. Sometimes people are kidnapped and they miraculously, it would seem, escape from their kidnappers. And there are other ways in which people are held in bondage and they, through some means or another, they are made free. And again, I say, freedom is a wonderful thing. But there is a freedom that exceeds all literal freedoms that we might mention. So Jesus was speaking of a person being made free from sin. Jesus, after he was baptized by his cousin John, went into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Afterwards, he was hungry, and Satan came to him with three notable temptations, and Jesus used the scripture to overcome Satan. He later returned to the hometown, or where he was brought up, the town of Nazareth, and he went in the synagogue there, and they handed him the scroll of Isaiah, and he found what we know in our Bible, King James, as chapter 61, and Jesus read from that chapter about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Isaiah, in his writings, in this prophecy, spoke of Christ opening the prison house. And, beloved, we need to take the Word of God seriously, and we need to believe what the Word of God teaches us. For if you are in sin today, you are in the prison house of Satan. You are a servant of his, and you do his bidding, and you do his will. The Apostle Paul also spoke about this freedom when he was called before King Agrippa after being arrested there in Jerusalem and taken to Caesarea. He was called three different times to witness in regard to his ministry. And Paul told King Agrippa that to God had called him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. And he went on to say, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in Christ Jesus. That's Acts 26 and 18. Now we see from these verses of Scripture that sin is bondage. People may think they're free doing as they please, but beloved, all of us have a master. And if Christ is not our master, then Satan is. And we are serving one or the other. So we see from these verses of Scripture that sin is bondage. It is a prison. It blinds the eyes. It is something a person cannot free themselves from. Sin is what caused Cain to kill his brother Abel. Sin is what caused God to send the flood upon the antediluvian world. Sin is what caused God to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Sin is what caused King David to commit adultery and then have Bathsheba's husband murdered. Sin is what caused the northern kingdom of Israel to be carried away into captivity by the Assyrians. Sin is what caused Judah to be carried away into captivity by Babylon, and they were there for 70 years. Sin caused Jerusalem to be destroyed in AD 70, when thousands upon thousands starved to death and were slain And so many of them died, they threw the dead bodies over the wall outside the city. I say sin is what caused Jerusalem to be destroyed. And that's when the little nation of Israel or Judah ceased to be a nation, was when they were scattered after the destruction of Jerusalem in A.D. 70. Sin is what is causing our prisons to be filled to overflowing. And one judge had to order people to be released because the prison was so overcrowded. I say sin is what's doing that. Finally, sin is what caused Jesus to come into this world. Yes, sin is what caused Jesus to come into this world. Now, Jesus did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. So I'm not talking about Jesus himself sinning, but because of mankind's sin, because of their bondage, because of their servitude to the devil, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Jesus came into this world to seek and to save the lost. And as our scripture says, when I read from Isaiah 61 and Luke 8, 4, that Jesus Christ came to open the prison house. He came to set the captive free. And beloved, he did not come in vain. Whosoever will accept him in reality can be made free. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Jesus taught, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. He also taught that no man could serve two masters. He will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Now, a lot of unsaved people would tell you, I don't hate God, but I believe what Jesus said, and I believe he meant what he said. He said, we cannot serve two masters. He said, we would hold to one and love one and despise the other, or hate the other. And he also said, we would hold to the one and despise the other. So, beloved, there's only two families in a spiritual sense, the family of God and the family of Satan. And if we are in the family of God, we have Christ as our master. And if you are in the kingdom of darkness and you're living in sin, you have Satan as your master. The Apostle Paul taught, know ye not that to whom you, yes, you, yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Romans 6:16. And so we are responsible for who we serve, and we are the one who makes the choice. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ, how he came to seek and to save the lost. The message the angel brought to Mary and Joseph was, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. Now our text says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36. A woman taken in adultery was brought to Jesus. The scribes and the Pharisees said to him, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? After Jesus exposed their evil intent, they came not to because of the woman altogether, what she had done, but they brought her to tempt Jesus to try to get something on him that they might accuse him of breaking the law of Moses. And so after he exposed their hypocrisy, he rose up and said to the woman, "Woman, where are thine accusers?" And she said, "No man." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Now, Jesus was not saying that he put his approval upon her adultery. Evidently, he saw a repentant heart, and he forgave this woman, and he told her that she should go and sin no more. And Jesus did not require something of her that was impossible. So it's very evident that Jesus forgave her of her sins, and she became what we call a Christian. Now, the man of Gadara that we read about in the 5th chapter of the book of Mark, we're not told how he became possessed, but he was possessed with a legion of devils. And Jesus came across the Sea of Galilee, and this man came running to Jesus, bowed down before him and worshipped him. And Jesus asked him what his name was, and he said, "Legion." Well, that was not the man's name, but that was his condition, that was his state. He was possessed with a legion of demons. And Jesus Christ, who came to open the prison house, who came to set the captives free, set this man free. Yes, he was naked when he came running to Jesus, but Jesus delivered him. He was insane, not that his mind had failed him, but he was possessed with an insane devil. And when that insane devil was cast out, the man had his right mind, and he put on clothes. And when the townspeople came out, they saw him sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they asked Jesus to leave. Why? Because the demons had gone into 2,000 swine and had run down into the Sea of Galilee and drowned. And although they had tried to help the man and were unable to do so, they thought more of their swine than they did the liberation of this man. The man started to go with Jesus. They asked Jesus to leave, and of course, he doesn't impose himself on anybody. He left, and the man went with him to the boat. But Jesus said, "No, you go back. Go back home. Show your friends, tell your friends what great things the Lord has done for you." Now, I would like to read from the book of Mark, chapter 9, beginning with verse 14. Mark 9:14. "And when he came to his disciples," he had been up on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, "and then he came down off of the mountain, and he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, 'What question ye with my disciples?' And one of the multitude answered and said unto the master, 'I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wherever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not.' He answered him and saith, 'O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me.' And they brought him unto the Lord Jesus, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tarried, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And Jesus asked the father, 'How long is it so ago since this came upon your son?' And he said, 'From a child, and oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help him.' Jesus saith unto him, If thou canst but believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and saith unto the Lord Jesus, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked that foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him up by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came to deliver from the oppression of the devil, and Jesus did not come in vain. One of the most beautiful characters we find in the New Testament, one of Jesus' most faithful disciples, was a woman who was demon-possessed at one time. Yes, I speak of Mary Magdalene, Mary of Magdala, in other words. She was possessed with seven devils, but Jesus came through Magdala one time, and presumably that's at the time he set Mary free from the demons that possessed her. Now, it was not just one or two that Jesus told to go and to sin no more. When he sets them free, he intends for all to live a life free from sin. And Jesus Christ came to make it possible for us to do so. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Romans 6:18. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We would be thankful if you'd let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And now we invite you to be with us on our next broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
Oh, come to the Savior, thou poor, weary soul. 'Tis Jesus invites thee to come. By the power of his blood, would he now make thee whole? be lost in the night, in eternity's night, to sink in despair and in woe. But such is thy doom if thou turn from the light, and refusing His mercy to know. Your time now is passing, eternity's near, the sun from the love.